Hello, Bristol Bay. Glad you've tuned in on this blustery Tuesday. It's June 26th. I'm your host, Avery Lill, on this Bristol Bay Fisheries Report.
The Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is brought to you by the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association. Ensuring long-term growth is the world's greatest salmon fishery through investment in Bristol Bay science, infrastructure, marketing, and quality. The Bristol Bay RSDA, we're on board with you.
On tonight's show, Tim Sands talks about how he's managing the Nooshiek District during this soupy weather.
Well, we have this weather system that we know from previous experience will make it really tough for people to fish. And we also know from previous experience that it'll move a lot of fish through the district.
Over on the east side, Paul Salamone gives us his perspective on Igigik and Ugashit catch and escapement.
Escapement we had over the weekend allowed us to take a couple opportunities early this week, but I think we've passed that moment now and it's time to figure out how to get some more fish upriver.
Also on the show, KDLG's Austin Fast takes us up the Nooshiek River, where a Las Vegas man caught a 32-pounder to win the new King Salmon Derby.
We've certainly caught bigger fish than that, but not this trip. Big fish live charmed lives. And we just assume they go up and pass on some of those genetics on, so that's okay.
Those stories and more after the numbers.
Support for KDLG is made possible by generous support from the Bristol Bay Fishermen's Association, advocating for fishermen, online at bristolbayfishermen.org. Support for KDLG comes from Alaska Eagle Eye, locally owned and operated with car, truck, tool, equipment, and adventure gear rentals at the King Salmon Airport. Committed to getting you on your way in Bristol Bay. Reservations at 246-CARS.
And now let's get you those digits. Starting with Ugashik, the daily catch there yesterday was 2,000 fish for a cumulative 5,696. Still no counting at the tower on the Ugashik River, so no escapement to report. In Igigik, an uptick in catch, 94,000 yesterday for a season total of 123,500 fish. Escapement there yesterday was 72,500 for a season total escapement of 158,500 sockeye. In the Nakanik-Quijac District, still no catch to report. Escapement today was 10,750 for a season cumulative of 16,764. Dividing that up by river, no escapement posted in the Alagnak River. In the Quijac River, 24 fish made it upriver to spawn for a cumulative this season of 90 fish. In the Naknek River, yesterday there were 10,728 escapement for a total of 16,674. The Togiak District, 500 fish were caught yesterday for a season cumulative of 726 fish. In the Nooshiek District, a big 740,000 daily catch yesterday, and that brings the season total to 1,947,000. Escapement yesterday was 123,000, and that brings the season total escapement in the Nooshiek District to 386,559. Let's break that down by river. Past the Nooshiek River sonar, 1,614 kings made it up yesterday for a season cumulative of 46,667. Sockeye past the Nooshiek sonar, 13,300 yesterday for a season cumulative of 100,000. Chum yesterday, 17,500 for a season cumulative of 230,000. At the Wood River Tower, 108,000 sockeye made it yesterday, with another 26,000 this morning for a season cumulative of 306,000. On the Agushik Counting Tower, 1,734 made it up yesterday, with another 696 this morning for a season cumulative of 7,500. Moving on to Area M, we've got in the South Peninsula a season total of 680,000 sockeye harvested. In the North Peninsula fishery, we're looking at a total of 3,781 harvested, and that's all out of Nelson Lagoon. Chignik Weir, things have dropped off again. Today, 1,838 sockeye made it past the weir for a season total now of 85,236 sockeye. We've got a bunch of numbers out of Port Mueller today. First up, stock composition for June 21st and the 22nd. Fisheries geneticists are still working their way through data from the two boats that fished the transect for a week, so we have two sets of stock compositions, one from the inside stations, one from the outside stations. At the inside stations, that's stations 2 through 12, the fish sampled, none were returning to the Kuskokwim, none were returning to Togiak, 1.3% were returning to the Agushik River, 46% to the Wood, 9.8% to Nushagak, 8.4% to the Kwijak, 7.0% to the Alagnak, none to Naknek, 6.5% to Igigik, 18.7% to Ugashik, 2.4% to the North Peninsula. At the outside stations, that's stations 15 through 22, of the fish sampled, 0.4% were returning to the Kuskokwim, none to Togiak, none to Agushik, 51.2% to the Wood, 24.3% to Nushagak, 2.6% to the Kwijak, 3.6% to the Alagnak, 5.6% to Naknek, 11.9% to Igigik, 0.3% to Ugashik, 0.1% to the North Peninsula. The Nushagak and Wood River still make up more than half the samples at the inside stations and 75% of the samples at the outside stations, but that's a slightly smaller representation than the June 18th through 21st samples. We also have age composition summaries from around the bay. Of the Igigik District harvest, 12.9% were 1-2s, 3.2% were 2-2s, 46% were 1-3s. In the Nushagak District, the Nushagak District harvest total showed 0.6% were 1-1s, 43.5% 1-2s, 55.4% 1-3s. At the Port Mueller test fishery, 0.2% were 1-1s, 53.1% were 1-2s, 0.9% were 2-2s, 41.7% were 1-3s. So putting that all together, the sockeye salmon total around the bay, 0.2% 1-1s, 49.2% 1-2s, 0.9% 2-2s, 45.1% 1-3s. Still waiting on Port Mueller numbers for their catch from tonight. That's it for the numbers.
Support for the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report comes from Deep Sea Fisheries Incorporated, working to provide top-quality Alaskan seafood with a commitment to sustainable sourcing. Serving Bristol Bay salmon fishermen with the Big Creek Fisheries Shore Plant since 2008. More at deepseafisheries.com.
You're tuned in to the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report. Catch this show nightly at 6, 10, and 2 a.m. We've also got an early show on the weekends at 1:30 in the afternoon. If you got feedback or a hot tip, shoot me an email, avery@kdlg.org, or else you can give the station a call at 902-842-5281. I probably don't need to tell you folks on the water, sloppy weather is making tough fishing around the bay. A stormy weather system is pushing its way from Dutch Harbor up and over the Alaska Peninsula and into the Gulf of Alaska through Thursday afternoon. The weather forecast from NOAA is showing steady rain through this evening and gusty winds at least through Wednesday afternoon. Even with all that bad weather, Nushagak District still hauled in a sizable catch on Monday. Here's Tim Sands, area management biologist, to talk about how he's thinking about the elements while he's making management decisions. It's not the record, but it seems safe to say 742,000 fish is a lot of fish. What is in a number? The fish here? Are there more boats? Is there more opportunity? What are we seeing?
Fish. We're seeing lots of fish. Actually, you know, right now, the weather is pretty bad out there. It doesn't seem like it in town, maybe, but out there, it's really tough. Nobody's being able to operate tenders at the south line, and most of the fleet is not fishing probably where they would prefer to fish. And a good third of the fleet's anchored up, hiding from the weather.
So you've had a couple of extensions for this set and drift net fleet. What's going into your thought process for that?
Well, we have this weather system that we know from previous experience will make it really tough for people to fish. And we also know from previous experience that it'll move a lot of fish through the district. So we want to provide all the opportunity we can when we're not at our most efficient as far as fishing capability.
And what are you thinking about these numbers that are moving through?
Well, for starters, for the escapement numbers, one thing people need to keep in mind is that there's a lag. So we catch 400,000 fish on Saturday in the district. We won't see an uptick in our escapement until Monday, probably, maybe even Tuesday. And I've been contacted by people that are concerned about that and saying, hey, how can you be fishing so hard? Well, we only fished 5 hours with the drift fleet on Saturday, and we caught 400,000 fish, but that means we probably let a bunch of fish go through the district as well. And just because we haven't counted them yet doesn't mean they're not going to be counted in the next day or two.
It just takes the fish a little time to get up the river from the district.
Right. A fish swims 20 miles a day about, and it's 40-plus miles from town to the sonar, and you know, add the district in, and it could be 3 days. Easy. But you can see the Wood River count picked up. We had 108,000 go up there yesterday, and my guess is we could be over 150 or 200,000 just for the day today. And I would expect the sonar count to also, it's increased some, but I would expect it to increase quite a bit more in the next couple of days.
And anything else that we should say about fishing right now?
Right now, we're extended through tomorrow night, and at some point we'd like to go back to kind of opening and closing the drift fleet to help spread out the fish throughout the district. But as long as the weather's this bad, we'll just provide opportunity and worry about kind of pulsing things later.
That all makes sense. Thank you for talking through that with me.
Anytime, Avery.
Gusty winds at times around that corner of Sunset and Alvarado. Yeah, I know, things are tough all over. When the thunderstorms start increasing over the southeast and south central portions of my apartment, I get upset. And a line of thunderstorms was developing in the early morning hours.
It's tough wind and rain in the east side, too. KDLG's Mitch Borden sat down with Paul Salamone, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game biologist who manages the Igigik and Ugashik districts, this afternoon to talk about what Salamone sees in the numbers that are coming his way.
Hi, Paul. Thanks for joining me today. And just real quick, will you just go over what's going on in Ugashik and Igigik?
Ugashik, I'll get that one out of the way first. We're still in the early zone. We're getting into this area. We might see some fish by the weekend. We typically do somewhere towards the end of June. There's been a component there the last couple of years, and it might be there this year. I'm always looking for it. Igigik is pacing. We just got some good escapement over the weekend, but it's pacing slowly than I would like to see. For instance, our escapement right now is more than our catches, and that's unusual for this time of year. So I'm watching that very carefully, and I'm being cautious about how we go around things. The escapement we had over the weekend allowed us to take a couple opportunities early this week, but I think we've passed that moment now, and it's time to figure out how to get some more fish upriver.
And what are you hearing from fishermen, like in the water on the beaches?
Well, today it was windy and hardly any of them fished, so that was an issue. Yesterday, it seemed like the volume was consistent with what we saw over the weekend, and they caught about 90,000 yesterday. Total runs around 250 or so, catches around 125, and escapements around 158-ish, 160.
Inushigak's over 2 million fish right now. And is it unusual that Igigik is so far behind the Inushigak right now?
All these systems behave differently, and they'll swap around from time to time. One will be ahead of the other ones. But right now, the Noosh has a good run, and that's about all you can say that's going on there. The Igigik run either hasn't materialized or is lagging somewhere.
So just because it hasn't shown up yet doesn't mean it's good or bad necessarily because we're in a safe window?
Yeah, I always do things day by day. So we've got some escapement for a few days, which takes us to the next few days. And then now we've gotten past those few days, And we're getting ready to go into the next time period. And the next time period, the next thing we need to do is put some more fish upriver.
When are you expecting the next pulse from Port Mueller to come up? And when do you think, do you have any idea when you'll shut down fishing to let that escapement catch up?
That one could be dangerous because it could be pretty big. So I'm going to be cautious about how I let people fish or how I shut the district down here in the next couple of days. But I am looking at adjusting somewhat from what we've been doing. So where we've been fishing 8-hour tides with the drift fleet and 8 hours with the set net fleet, we'll always fish 8 hours with the set net fleet on a tide. The drift fleet might get some adjustments, but I also got to be careful that this isn't a really big group of fish. It could be, but I want some of it upriver, and I have to strike the balance between catching some of it and letting some of it go.
So, but you're saying the Port Mueller numbers you've been seeing may be saying a big wave of fish is coming?
Well, they've had some strong catches out there that correspond to something that might show up this weekend or somewhere before then. So if it's a big group of fish and our read on it is kind of off, it could be a substantial number. And it's the timing is when we typically see a fairly big pulse of fish come into Igigig. If it's a really big pulse, I'd want to catch some of it. But if it's a kind of a moderate-sized pulse, I want to let a lot of it go upriver. So I'm going to adjust fishing time. This is what managers do, according to what the indicators tell me. And we'll see what happens. So we've gone through the day of buffer space or two that we've had since we got escape, and now it's time to step back and make another assessment for tomorrow. There's an opening there tomorrow. But after that, I'm going to look and see what it is and adjust accordingly.
Are people getting restless?
Not that I know of, but I am hearing some rumbles about people who want to get away from the noosh.
You don't sound anxious, but like, are you hearing any anxiety at all?
Not from the fleet, no. A lot of the guys down there, they know the dance.
How are the runs for Ugashik and Iga comparing to last year?
They're behind.
That's not alarming.
Well, I've been here 15 years, and I've seen a range of things. I'm alert to things going south, though. And every year I come out here, I think this is the year it's going to crash, and I wait for it to prove differently. And so far, it's struggling with that.
So you come out here, you know, expecting the worst, and waiting to be proved wrong, and that's how you approach the situation?
I do day-by-day management. I don't do well at predicting the future, so right now I can see as far as tomorrow afternoon. Beyond that, I don't know.
And now let's talk a couple more numbers. Got the boat registrations for you and the average sockeye per drift delivery, so we're going to go ahead and take care of that right now. In Igigig, there are 330 permits registered on 270 vessels, and this is as of 3 p.m. this afternoon. In the 48 hours, there are going to be 278 vessels in Igigig. There right now, there are 60 D boats. In the Naknek Kwijak, there are 103 permits registered on 91 vessels, with 92 vessels in the 48 hours. Right now, there are 12 D boats. In the Nooshigak, 1,037 permits on 770 vessels, 778 vessels in 48 hours. Right now, there are 267 D boats. In Togiak, 27 permits on 27 vessels. Things are looking like they're whole steady for 48 hours. In Ugashik, 25 permits on 20 vessels, with 22 vessels in 48 hours. And right now, there are 5 D boats. We also have the average sockeye per drift delivery for yesterday. In Igigig, it was 122. In the Naknek, or rather in the Nooshigak, 449. In Togiak, 17. Now we're going to take a moment to turn to sport fishing. In other parts of the state, record low Chinook returns mean that Juneau, Petersburg, and Wrangell all canceled their king salmon derbies this spring. The Nooshigak River, however, has maintained a healthy king run. Chinook escapement past Portage Creek sonar so far suggests that this year's run's going to be strong as well. Again, total escapement as of yesterday was 46,700. That's 7,000 kings up the Nooshigak over the June 25th historical average. That strong run made it possible for the Bristol Bay Native Corporation to kick off a new salmon derby near Dillingham. KDLG's Austin Fast hit the river with anglers on Monday.
The clock's ticking with just 13 minutes to go in this weekend's new Nooka Salmon Derby. Craig Johnson of Anchorage hoists his king salmon up to be weighed at the Chogyung camp on the Nooshigak River near Dillingham.
Yeah. You got it? Yeah, let it go. 19.0.
Oh!
19.0?
That's good.
19.0 pounds.
Good job. I won't shake your hand.
That's not quite enough, though, to best a 31.8-pounder that retiree David Baldwin of Las Vegas brought in 2 hours earlier near the Portage Creek sonar.
We've certainly caught bigger fish than that, but not this trip. Big fish live charmed lives. And we just assume they go up and pass some of those genetics on, so that's okay.
Some of Baldwin's buddies have been coming up to fish the Nooshigak for 20 years, but Baldwin's a bit greener.
I've only been here for 7.
He outfishes us every year, though.
What's the secret?
He spits on his bait.
I guess the truth is, the more you think you know.
99 Sport fishermen were doing just that on Sunday and Monday, looking for Chinook up and down the Nooshigak. The whole point of this new event was to raise money for the Bristol Bay Native Corporation's Education Foundation. They netted a total of $100,000 to fund scholarships for shareholders and cultural heritage grants. Most of the fishermen also gave a more unusual sort of donation, as Derby Master Russell Nelson explains.
We're trying to bring as many heads back as we can to the elders as a part of the deal, to teaching them about the culture of the local people.
Over on the chopping table, BBNC's shareholder development manager Carol Wren makes quick work slicing up the unwanted fish heads with a traditional ulu.
Just as you're going down the gills to reduce waste, you follow all the way down the ridgeline and then it's off, and we kept all the meat and we got all the nasty innards out, and so you've got little waste.
32-year-old Zach Anderson came from Vegas with Baldwin's group. In 2 decades fishing the Nooshigak, he never knew you could eat so much of a fish until this derby.
Yeah, we picked up some recipe cards and we've already started with the cheek meat. I've never had any of the meat from the head. It's like the thigh meat of a chicken for the salmon. It's really tender, really juicy and nice. And we even started cooking up their bellies, and we smoked some of their bodies too. Usually we just chuck those in the river.
As another way to share their culture, Angela Peacock of the BBNC's Education Foundation presented a map of native place names showing points all along the Derby boundaries. Fishermen started at
Jukuk, and that's Black Point,
and could fish all the way north to the mouth of the river
Kakwak, also known as Kakwak. Where there are blueberries or salmon, there are place names for that area that people have used for generations. And they weren't written on paper. They were preserved in our elders', you know, history and passed down through families through generations.
Okay, hold on. You guys zero up the scale first.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry about that.
He's official Derby master.
Last fish of the Derby.
With less than a minute left in the inaugural Nooka Derby, Riley Lyon of Naknek runs up to the scale with the final fish. But it's not enough.
14.0.
Okay.
First place and $3,000 in a necklace go to David Baldwin.
That necklace Nelson mentioned was a custom-carved ivory pendant from Naknek artist Everett Thompson. Brian Cornell with Alaska Kingfishers took second with his 30.2-pound fish. Third place went to Mike Phipps of Mission Lodge with a 24.7-pound Chinook. A special 8-4-3 prize for the biggest fish caught by a local went to Maggie Carr. Derby Master Nelson also handed out goodies for the first and last fish, smallest fish, and the largest fish caught by a woman. The BBNC Education Foundation plans to bring the Derby back next year so they can keep helping their shareholders reach their education goals. From the Chogung Nooshigak River Camp, I'm Austin Fast.
I'm a-going to fishing, cause everybody's fishing, and I'm a-going to fishing too. You bet your life that you...
Before we call it a night on this Bristol Bay Fisheries Report, a few housekeeping notes. The marine zone forecast for Bristol Bay: tonight, east winds 20 knots, seas 4 with rain. Wednesday, southeast winds 15 knots, diminishing to 10 knots in the afternoon, seas 2 feet. Wednesday night, east winds of 10 knots, seas 3 feet. Thursday, southeast winds of 10 knots, seas 2. We've got another message from Feldman to Eric Mitby on the fishing vessel Orca. Feldman says, the grass has somewhat wilted due to wind. Hashtag blue bomber. Hashtag whirlybird. Again, the grass has somewhat wilted due to wind. Hashtag blue bomber. Hashtag whirlybird. So far, Feldman takes the prize for the most dedicated pen pal. If anyone else would like to send a shout-out or a letter to friends or family in the fleet, send it to me, avery@kdlg.org or call the station 907-842-5281. We'll get your message on the radio. The Fish Reporting team would also love to hear from you with suggestions on what we can do to make this show more helpful for you, whether you're on land or out fishing. That's it for tonight. I'm your host, Avery Lill. Thanks to Austin Fast and Mitch Borden for their work on tonight's show. You know the drill. Tune in tomorrow at 6 for the next Bristol Bay Fisheries Report.
I leaned right back against an old dead tree, then a big old bass took a look at me. He took my bait when I throwed my line. When I got him to the bank, Lord, he sure looked fine. I'm a going to fishing, cause everybody's fishing, and I'm a going to fishing too. You bet your life that your loving wife's gonna catch more fish than you. Any fish you bite, if you got good bait, and here's a little something that I'd like to relate. When it's time to bite, Lord, the fish won't wait. I'm a-going to fishing, cause everybody's fishing, and I'm a-going to fishing too.
Support for the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report comes from Deep Sea Fisheries Incorporated, working to provide top-quality Alaskan seafood with a commitment to sustainable sourcing. Serving Bristol Bay salmon fishermen with the Big Creek Fisheries Shore Plant since 2008. More at deepseafisheries.com.